Have you ever known someone who just makes you feel bad all the time? Like every time they text you or call you and you see their name on the caller display, you just reflexively grimace and feel anxious right away? I know I used to experience that. And at the time, I wasn't necessarily conscious about the reality of how I was being treated. And I wasn't entirely conscious of the way I was treating other people myself. But I have had relationships in the past where I see that person's name on my phone. And while I didn't necessarily say it out loud, or even think the words for that matter, the way I felt was clear. And if I had been paying attention to my feelings instead of ignoring them, when I saw their name, I probably would have said something like, "Ugh, what do you want now?" Or something like that. Because their behavior either caused or triggered certain feelings in me. And since they were part of my life at the time, my anxiety was through the roof. And looking back on it today, I always felt the same way whenever that conversation ended, or after we parted ways, after we saw each other. I always felt the same. Pure relief. And that's not how you should feel when you say goodbye to someone you care about, or someone who treats you right. You should feel happy. Their presence should add positivity to your life, not drain you. But oftentimes, many of us tend to put our own feelings on the back burner and then pretend as if it's all our fault. And while we are certainly responsible for our own actions and choices, including choosing the people we have in our lives, while we are responsible for that ourselves as adults, we are not responsible for how others behave around us or towards us. And childhood trauma can be a tricky thing, trying to distinguish between our suppressed feelings from the past and past events versus our real-time experience in the moment. That's a tricky beast to distinguish between, at least at first. But I've had a bit of practice, believe it or not, and dare I say it, I'm pretty good at understanding the differences. And today, you might be feeling some anxiety. You might be feeling some anger or sadness whenever you spend time with someone who you think of as a friend. And I'm going to help you figure out if it really is all their fault, or maybe it's something else. We're going to talk about bad friends and some examples of their behavior that will help you understand the truth. So welcome to Your Honest Health Podcast. I am your host, Justin Seaman from yourhonesthealth.com. This is episode 48. Three Signs of a Bad Friend. Please don't forget to follow the Your Honest Health Podcast on Podbean and on Apple. And also follow me on Instagram at Justin Seaman Health. That's JustinSeaman Health. And you can watch my thought-provoking, inspirational, sometimes controversial videos. Thank you so much. It can be easy to accumulate bad friends in this world if you're not conscious about your relationships. And the first sign that you have a bad friend is they only contact you when they need something from you, or when something happens to them. Never just to see how you're doing, or see if there's anything they can do for you. You know the type, right? The person who is always asking for favors and never doing you any favors. The person who will say things like, thanks, but then they'll never actually show their appreciation. And you might be wondering why they act this way. Because they don't care. They don't care. Let's rip the Band-Aid off right away, right? They just don't care. Anyone who is constantly using you, getting you to do things for them, and then never reciprocating, they don't care. And they will keep treating you this way until you stop it. And I'm a big fan of communication. And generally, I will advise people to attempt to talk it out before making any rash decisions. But it is rare. Like, if you're being taken advantage of by someone right now, consistently, that's the main reason why they have you in their life. And I know it hurts to hear that, but it's true. They value you for what you do for them. And the minute you stand up and say, I don't like this, they're not going to like that. And then they will probably deflect, deny, guilt, manipulate. They will do whatever they can to avoid taking responsibility for taking advantage of you. In general, there will be some exceptions, which is why I think it's almost always worth talking about it. Maybe your honesty will be met with curiosity, but probably not. After all, your honesty is inconvenient to them and uncomfortable. And if you were to be consistently honest with them from now on, then they won't be able to keep taking advantage of you, which means they will probably reject you. And they'll frame your boundaries. They'll frame your self-respect as selfish or cruel, when of course they're just projecting their own behavior onto you. Because it is easier for them to angle the mirror at you than it is for them to look into it themselves. Responsibility is the elephant in the room that shall not be named. Because it takes responsibility to have and maintain a friendship. It requires honesty. It requires reciprocity. It requires respect. And how that will look for two people will vary, of course. And it will depend on the two of you to decide if you're compatible or not. And this is the other thing worth mentioning, too. You know, just because someone doesn't want to be your friend, that doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person. It could just mean that you're not compatible together. And that's okay. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, right? And you need to accept that if you want to maintain your sanity. And it could be that you have a tendency to people please, to appease everyone around you. Perhaps because of the experience you had as a child. And that's a topic for another day. Can't cover everything in one episode. But you need to accept that your real friends appreciate you and love you for who you are. But that most of the world won't. You need to accept that. But there will be a lot of people who want to use you. More people will want to use you than be good friends with you. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? And if you let yourself be subjected to disrespect, then you might start referring to people who take advantage of you as your friend, when, in reality, they're actually closer to being an enemy than a friend. But today we'll just stick with calling them bad friends. So, do you have a friend who only contacts you when they need something from you? Because that's not a good sign. All right, number two. They're not excited for you when you achieve something. And they aren't upset when something bad happens to you. That is a bad sign. It's a bad sign. Have you ever had someone react kind of like they don't care after you share some exciting news? That's a bad friend. It's really simple, guys. Anyone who cares about you will be happy for you when something good happens in your life. It's really that simple. But there's a lot of people out there who view everything as a competition. You know, like, if you succeed, then that means they can't. But that's obviously not true. And sure, some people will step on others in order to get ahead. But those people always end up with miserable relationships and failed relationships. And then they blame everything on everyone but themselves. See, real success is when you never give up on yourself. And when you commit to something you know you're good at, something you know you love doing, while at the same time making the people around you better, helping them when they want help, lifting them up, being a good influence. And the reality is, it's going to be very difficult to achieve that if you're surrounded by people who are not cheering for you. Or even worse, people who are secretly hoping you fail. And one pretty obvious sign that they want you to fail is how they behave when something good happens. Because then it all makes sense, right? You think to yourself, why would this person not be excited for me about this exciting thing that happened? Because they don't care. Or they don't want you to succeed. I know that's harsh, but it's true. And you can live in a fantasy. And you can tell yourself lies like, oh, everyone just expresses themselves differently. But this is just how you cope with being in an unhealthy relationship, so that you can continue to avoid your emotions. Because what does it mean for you? What does it mean for you if you are voluntarily choosing to have someone in your life who doesn't want you to be happy? What does that mean for you? Where did you experience that before, earlier in your life? Your parents? Maybe your teachers? You see, our friendships are a reflection of the way we were treated as children, to some degree. And if we were ignored by our parents in particular, or if we never received any encouragement from them, then when we grow up, that kind of behavior is just normal, right? And you see why we have such a hard time being honest about these kinds of friendships. Because if our friendships are influenced by our childhood, and our friendship with someone is showing that they don't care about us that much, then it could be that our parents didn't care about us that much. Maybe. And that's the real pain that we want to avoid. Even though it would liberate us from these toxic relationships to admit it and to process it, I know it's not easy. And it's painful. And that's why people just avoid it. And they pretend as if their friendships are something other than what they actually are. We say, they don't seem happy for me right now. Probably because they're really stressed from work. Or something sad just happened, but they don't want to console me. But it's probably just because they're not good at dealing with emotional stuff. No, they're just not your friend. Yep, I'm taking it one step further. That kind of person isn't just a bad friend. They're not even a friend at all. And ultimately, they are undermining your potential to improve in life. And hey, wouldn't you know it? That is a juicy little segue into bad sign number 3. If you have a bad friend in your life, they will undermine you. And not just in the way I mentioned, but they will actively undermine you in front of other people. And maybe they do it because they perceive your success or your popularity as preventing them from success. Or maybe they're jealous of you. Or maybe you make them feel inadequate just by being yourself. Who knows? Who knows? And once they discover your weakness, or once they discover something that you're self-conscious about, they will exploit that to the moon. And they will use it to hold your confidence down as much as possible. Sounds pretty toxic, right? Sounds like a bad friend. And it is. And listen, there's a difference between playful teasing and outright disrespect. And I did an episode about that topic last year, if you want more insight on that. It's episode... give me a minute. Episode 7. Teasing versus disrespect. But being undermined is not playful teasing, and you will feel the difference, believe me. Like, you know when someone is just having fun with you, versus when they're trying to belittle you or take a shot at your self-esteem. You can feel it. Anything that they can point to that makes them seem better than you in comparison, you know? Gotta drag you down so they can appear superior and better than they actually are. You need to watch out for people like this because they do not come with a warning label on their forehead, which is why I spend so much time talking about the importance of the actual behaviors of people, including our own behaviors. Because it is easy to say one thing and then do another. It is easy to manipulate people who are vulnerable. It is easy to manipulate people who don't have a spine, who don't stand up for themselves. And that's part of my goal in life, to help people grow a spine, their own spine. Create boundaries and stick to them and give no exceptions to anyone. To help you respect yourself so you don't end up surrounded by a bunch of bad friends. Because it is better to have one great friend than hundreds of fake friends. You can take that to the bank. And when it comes to friendship, I'm just talking about the bare minimum here, right? This is just the bare minimum. Like, there are lots of other great signs that I didn't even talk about today that make it clear that someone truly cares about you. There are lots of green flags. And I'll probably do a separate episode on that at some point. But this is just the bare minimum. These three signs, contacting you only when they need something from you, not celebrating your happiness and undermining you, like this stuff, it's all just basic stuff. And it just shouldn't be happening, like at all, in a healthy friendship. It's the basic stuff that you just never do if you actually care about someone. But I know there are a lot of manipulative people in this world. I've encountered many. And they keep popping up like weeds on the lawn in the summertime. They're all over the place. And they don't come with a label, as I said. They often come with a charming smile. And this is why it makes it so difficult. Because they lure you in, right? They charm you. They convince you that they're on your side. But then, as time rolls on, the truth rolls out. And their behavior is there, plain to see. But by then, they've already got their emotional hooks in you, because they know exactly how to push your buttons in order to get you to do what they want. You are a tool. I don't mean that like the way it sounds. You're such a tool. No. What I mean is they're using you as a tool to get what they want. That's what you are. A tool. To a bad friend, you're a tool. A device, a means to an end. Like a dirty rag they never wash, but want to just keep around just in case they spill something. And then, poof, the next day, who needs you, right? Because the spill is gone. The spill is gone, but you're still here. And don't you want to be appreciated today as well, not just yesterday? Don't you deserve that? Don't you want respect in your relationships? Don't you want honesty? Don't you want support? Well, the only way you're going to get all that is if you avoid the kind of people I'm talking about here today. And I don't know your personal situation. As I always say, I'm just talking in general here. But if someone treats you like this, it might be time to step back and take some time to assess your relationship. And maybe sit down and have an open, honest conversation about it. And just be honest about how you feel. Because I've said it before, and I will say it again. The way someone reacts when you tell them the truth about how you feel will tell you everything you need to know about how much they really care. And you don't have to accuse them of anything. In fact, I would generally advise against that. Because what do you really know about their intentions anyway? You can't know for sure, either way. But what you do know is how you feel. And if someone you care about were to tell you that they feel anxious when they hang out with you, or they feel angry or sad, if they told you that, would you care? Would you care about their feelings? Would you want to talk about it? Or would you try to shame them? Would you try to guilt them, manipulate them? Would you try to deflect, deny, evade? What would you do? And if you would react like that, Do you want to improve on that? Do you want to be more caring? Do you want to be more honest? More respectful? More supportive? More open? More reliable? Do you want that? Because look, you might not be as good of a friend yourself right now. Maybe. I don't know your individual situation, but it is likely that if you have a bad friend or multiple bad friends, it's not only them who are the problem. It's also you. And I know that might be harsh to hear, but we're adults. And we all choose our relationships, including the relationships with people who are bad friends. So the question is, why did you choose that? Isn't that the trillion-dollar question? And you can feel free to comb through the Your Honest Health playlist to help you answer that. Because we can only cover one topic at a time. And I'm not a machine, people. I'm not a machine. I'm a living, breathing, flawed human being, just like everyone else. And with my next breath, I want to thank you. Thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you all so much. And if you want to show a brother some love, you can head on over to yourhonesthealth.com/donation to support this podcast. I would be extremely grateful for that. And you can also book a consultation with me anytime on Instagram at Justin Seaman Health or on my website, yourhonesthealth.com. All right, my friends, my good friends, because none of you are bad to me, right? Thank you so much again. I will see you bright and early again next Monday morning. Until then, have yourselves an awesome day and week. Thanks for listening.